This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, tell us about the Holy Father. He has been talking about apostolic zeal recently at his audiences. Did the Holy Father continue with that same theme this morning?
He sure did, John. He continued with that exact same theme. And I'll tell you that an extra thing I think that brought lots of zeal to people today was that the audience was outdoors once again. It was held in St. Peter's Square instead of inside the Paul VI audience hall where it's been held for the past few months because of the cold. So, of course, this is a sign in Rome that spring has sprung. And indeed, that theme of apostolic zeal, John, today, Pope Francis spoke about that every baptized person has a unique role in the church's mission, has their own role, but yet there are certain things that every person has in common because, first of all, it's the call to imitate the self-sacrificing love of Christ. Also, every baptized person participates in the mission of the church and in the mission of Christ the King as priest, prophet, and King. And he said that all evangelization has its source in God, where the immense love of the Father is then poured out on the world through the missions of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then that is seen in the church's mission of proclaiming the saving love of the Trinity to all the ends of the earth. And he emphasized that this is for everyone. He called the baptized the pilgrim and evangelizing people of God. And he said within that, the people are not separated into active or passive evangelists, some who share the gospel, some who stay silent. He said, no, all are called to evangelize, because if not, otherwise, there's a danger of becoming fossilized or stoic. So he also gave advice for how to avoid that. He said, be creative in your zeal. He said, look for new ways of proclaiming, of new ways of witnessing and encountering the wounded humanity that Christ took on. He said, look for new ways of serving the gospel and serving others. And he reminded that all are called to this because the love of the Father is destined for every human being. He said, one should always remember that the love of the Father reaches every man and woman through the mission of the Son, who's the mediator of salvation. He's our Redeemer. And then through the mission of the Holy Spirit. And John, finally today, Pope Francis finished by giving a special blessing to all women who were present in the square, because today is International Women's Day. And so he thanked all women for their commitment to building a more humane society, he said, through their ability to grasp reality with a creative gaze and tender heart. And after that, he asked for a special round of applause for all women who were present, John.
I know the Holy Father has a special heart for women, and especially on this day, International Women's Day, which is being celebrated all around the world. How is it being celebrated in Italy specifically?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of a special heart for women, John, one thing that the Pope did mention also is that there are more women working at the Vatican than there were 10 years ago when he was elected Pope. Now, International Women's Day has been celebrated throughout the world since 1977. In Italy, we call it La Festa della Donna. And so there's various events that go on throughout Rome that commemorate the cultural and political, socioeconomic achievements of women. So, for example, on this day, women will have free entry to Italian state museums, to archaeological sites throughout the country. And then there's all kinds of special cultural events that are being held across Italy. There's also been special political speeches today. You probably recall that Giorgia Meloni is the first female prime minister of Italy. So she has spoken about her role today. Also, Italy just elected the first woman of the Partito Democratico political party. And then Margherita Cassano was just became Italy's first head of Supreme Court. So, for example, there were speeches by all of these women today speaking about their roles. And the origin of International Women's Day actually goes back to the USA. It was in 1908 when 15,000 women marched through New York City and they were demanding the right to vote. And so since that time, it's been celebrated in various parts of the world. And in Italy, on this day, it's a tradition that women receive this beautiful flower called the mimosa flower. So imagine that these little sprigs with yellow pom-pom or puff flowers on the end. And you walk into the morning coffee bar and the barista will give you a mimosa. You go to pick up your bread and the bread maker will give you a mimosa. And in fact, Italian florists typically sell about 12 million sprigs of this bright yellow flower on this day every year. Although, John, you may remember me talking about drought conditions that Italy is already having after a very dry winter. Well, as a result of it, the mimosa harvest this year has fallen by about a third. So prices have surged. Also, believe it or not, there have been thefts of mimosa selling the flowers on the black market. So otherwise, today is a day of giving these little yellow pieces of beauty and celebrating the gift of women.
It is a beautiful day to celebrate the gift of women. And, you know, from a Catholic perspective, there's much to celebrate the feminine genius, as St. John Paul II used to describe it. But unfortunately, in some parts of the world, International Women's Day is an opportunity to celebrate so-called reproductive rights, which obviously is something that the Holy Father has been very vocal about, because it's basically another word for abortion rights. And this is absolutely not part of our Catholic teaching.
No. And so, yes, indeed, there are even demonstrations that will go on in Italy. But this is an opportunity, too, for us, just as you said, John, to really change people's understanding and remind them of the feminine genius and what it means, what it authentically means to appreciate femininity. So this is a great day to talk about the beauty of being a woman.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, the station churches there in Roma have a beautiful tradition. Can you share a little bit with us?
Absolutely. So this is a wonderful Lenten tradition, John, and goes on throughout all of the 40 days of Lent. And during those 40 days, there is a different church in Rome to which all of the people of Rome are called to celebrate a special mass at that church. In fact, some of these churches are only open on that particular day in the Lenten season. You may recall that we have nearly 1,000 churches in Rome, and not every single one is open all year round. So this tradition during Lent goes back to the practice of the Pope celebrating liturgies at various churches throughout the city on different days connected to different feast days. So this tradition of the Pope going church to church goes back as far as the late second or early third century. Now, this was thought to be a pretty practical reason that the Pope did this, because in Rome, there were many diverse groups, different cultures coming from different places. And so they would tend to go in groups to particular churches. So the Pope would then go and celebrate a special mass at each of these particular churches. Well, after the legalization of Christianity in 313 AD, when public worship was then permitted, the idea was to commemorate different feast days at churches that had a special link to that feast day. So, for example, Good Friday would be celebrated at the Basilica of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, which actually has various relics from the Passion of Christ, including a piece of the true cross.
Fantastic place. I've been there a number of times. It is amazing.
Isn't it so special? It really is such a moving experience to stand there in front of a thorn that would have penetrated into the head of Christ, a nail that would have gone through his flesh, the finger of Thomas that would have gone to the side of Christ. It is such a moving experience, especially during Holy Week. So you see how these different, the tradition of going to different churches at different times of the year developed. And then during the last half of the 5th century, a fixed calendar was developed so that during the 40 days of Lent, it was established where the community of Rome would go on each day. Now, the English-speaking community of Rome has an English Mass at each of these different churches during the 40 days of Lent at 7 a.m. every day. So there is a tradition here that many people not only attend, and of course you can imagine it's already a sacrifice for many people to plan to attend this early morning Mass and then carry on with their day during Lent, but many people walk as well. So walking from their homes or from, for example, the Pontifical North American College Seminary, and then everyone meets up there. The Mass is celebrated, and there's a little bit of a tradition after Mass too that people go and enjoy a coffee together and then carry on with their day. So it is such a, it's really a living connection to those days when so many saints and martyrs did just as we are doing now. And it, as you walk down the quiet streets in the early morning hours, you feel a very special connection to all those holy people who have done the same before us, John.
And speaking of holy people, tomorrow, March 9th, is the Feast of St. Francis of Rome. How is this saint being celebrated?
Yes. You know, she is so special to the Roman people. She's actually a co-patron of Rome. And to give you a little background on this great saint, she was born in 1384. But when she was 12 years old, she felt called to become a nun, but her parents would not agree. So she married and created a very holy home, and she was blessed with three sons. But tragically, two of her boys were lost to the Black Plague. And through that experience, she became very, very sensitive to people experiencing loss, to people who were suffering. And so she began a special ministry to the sick during the Black Plague. And even when her husband was wounded in military battle, she continued to care for him. So it is said that as she carried on her charitable activities through the not so safe streets of Rome at night at that time, that somehow she was always protected. And it was thought that it was her guardian angel who would have been protecting her along the way. So as a result of that, she is the patron saint, John, of cars, of vehicles, and people driving vehicles, because it's the idea of that angel traveling along with France, with St. Francis of Rome. And so on her special day tomorrow, something that will happen is that there will be a Mass at the Church of St. Francis of Rome, which is there in the Forum. And afterwards, people from throughout the city will bring their cars. City bus drivers, for example, will drive up in their buses. Taxi drivers will come. And there will be a special blessing of all of the cars. So tomorrow is especially a great day to call on Santa Francesca Romana, whose remains are right there in the Church of St. Francis of Rome in the Forum, to call on her intercession, to pray for protection on you as you drive and as you undertake charitable activities in your future.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.